reading to you from Psalms, the 126 and the 5th verse, those who sow in tears shall reap with joyful shouting. He who goes to and fro weeping, carrying his bag of seed, shall indeed come again with a shout of joy, bringing his sheaves with him. Good evening, my dear listening friends. Again, this is Evangelist Cecil Moe. And as you know, I'm a converted alcoholic, gave my heart to Christ over 51 years ago in a pastor's home in Seattle, Washington. And then, 1 year later, God called me to preach, and I've been preaching ever since. Well, friends, we've experienced a pretty nice snowstorm back here. Boy, are the skiers happy up in the mountains. They don't have to worry about me going up there and skiing. No. Driving up there in that treacherous ground, that's okay for young people, but not for us old dudes. Well, listen, hey, I'll be with you for about a half hour tonight. I just wish you'd kick off your slippers, sit back and relax, pour you a glass of iced tea or a cup of coffee. Let's see what the Lord has for us, okay? I'd like to read to you from the 8th chapter of John, and with the 44th verse. You are of your father, the devil, and you want to do the desires of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. Whenever he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own nature. For he is a liar and the father of lies. Then I turn over to John 10:10. The thief comes only to steal and to kill and destroy. I came that they might have life and might have it more abundantly. I'd like to speak about the biggest liar in town. That's Satan, of course. Now, you know what? Most of us have been grown up with the idea that Satan wore a red suit, had a pitchfork, and had horns. That's not at all what he looks like. Satan looks like an angel of light. Oh, listen, he has but one thing to do, and that's to hurt you and me. Well, here's some questions and answers about the devil. First of all, is Satan a real personality or just an evil force? Well, should we remove the D from devil and what he got evil? No, the Bible says that he is a personality. And I read in Matthew 4:1, then Jesus was led up by the Spirit under the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And then Revelation 20:2, and he laid hold of the dragon, the serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. Oh, yes, he has a personality. He is a real, real person. Is the devil now in hell? No, but he will be. That's his future place. And I read in Revelation 20:10, and the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are also, and they will be tormented day and night, forever and forever. Dear friends, listen to me. For those of you who do not believe in a devil's hell, I am here to tell you, you'd better start believing there is such a place. No, that the Lord doesn't send people to hell. You are the one that makes that decision. You say, well, how could I do that? Why would I do that? Well, all you have to do is just keep on keeping on. Reject Jesus, reject the Bible, and you'll end up there. No ifs, no ands, no buts. But I think you're too intelligent for that. You say, well, I really don't believe the Bible. You know what I'd do if I was you and I didn't believe the Bible? I'd bow my head right now and I'd say, oh God, help thou mine unbelief. Oh, friends, do you know that hell, eternity, is forever and forever, time without end? And it said they were tormented day and night forever and forever. Now he is actively tempting and destroying. And I read in 1 Peter 5:8, be a sober spirit, be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls about like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. And that's what he's doing right now. You know what? If you're listening to this broadcast tonight and you're unsaved, the devil wants to get you off this broadcast. He wants you to turn it off. He wants you to go into a bar, sit down, and have a drink, and forget it. Well, beloved, you can't forget it, because now you have heard the truth. Now you say, Cecil, are you the only preacher that knows the truth? No, I'm not the only preacher that knows the truth. Of course not. But I'm one of them, and I'm one of them that preach it. I sure do. I'll tell you exactly what the devil wants to do with your life. He wants to destroy you. And let's go back to the 44th verse. You are of your father the devil, and you want to do the desires of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning, and he does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. Whenever he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own nature, for he is a liar and the father of lies. He was a murderer from the beginning. Satan, the murderer and sin. Listen to what it says in Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death. You say, you mean to tell me we get paid for sin? You bet your life. The wages is death. I don't think you want that, do you? See, God's warning about the forbidden fruit. Remember what he said in Genesis 3:3. But from the fruit of the tree, which is in the middle of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat from it or touch it, lest you die. Now, friends, listen. Adam and Eve was on this earth. They were taking care of the Garden of Eden. It must have been the most beautiful place, second to heaven. It must have been the most beautiful place. They had all the animals to take care of. They had the gardens and they had everything. No sin, no problem. And then the evening, the Lord would come and fellowship with them in the cool of the evening. But he said, now, folks, this is one thing that you will not touch, is that fruit in the middle of the garden. Because if you do, you eat it or you touch it, you shall surely die. Now here's old serpent coming down the tree. And Eve was out there enjoying herself, and she saw this fruit. And it was all appealing to her eye. Friends, listen, sin always looks good. Sure it does. And she said, old Satan said, hey, I want to talk to you. Eve, you know, God lied to you right from the beginning. He told you that if you ate that fruit, he'd kill you. But did you know what? If you eat that fruit, you're going to be as wise as God. Well, she said, well, that's what I want. So she took the fruit, and of course, you know what? She got her husband involved, and they were both cast forth from the garden. And from that day on, we have thorns on our roses. We have to hoe our gardens. We have weeds. We have all these problems. And then you know what he did? When they found out that they had sinned, they were naked in the garden. They got some fig leaves and they tried to cover up. And they went out and hid. Why'd they hide? Because they knew they had disobeyed God. Listen, friends, if you disobey God, you just better well figure you're going to have to pay for it sometime. Well, anyway, so what happened? They were hiding, and they heard God said, Adam, where are you, Adam? Oh, Adam was hiding. Friends, let me tell you a little story. You cannot hide from God. No matter where you go, you can go to the bottom of the ocean, and you can't go hide from God. He's there all the time. But you know, friends, I want you to know God's not standing up in heaven with a ball bat, getting ready to knock you in the head. God doesn't work that way. God wants you to serve Him. God wants you to be happy. God wants you to have peace in your heart. He wants you to go out and share Him with people. Friends, I hope I never, never quit preaching that God has a purpose and a plan for your life. I hope I never quit preaching that, because He does. He certainly does have a plan for your life. Now, God had warned them about the forbidden fruit, and He said, you're going to experience death or get kicked out of the garden. But Satan convinced Adam and Eve they wouldn't die. Friends, again, if you doubt this Bible, you know who's calling you to doubt it? Satan. Satan don't want to believe that you have to repent and accept Christ. He'll tell you, come join a church. He'll tell you to get the baptismal waters. He'll tell you, just live a good life. Read your Bible and pray. That isn't going to get you into heaven. Ye must. I repeat, ye must be born again. That's the opening door to heaven. And Jesus made it possible by dying on the cross for you. See, in their disobedience, death came to all of us, every blessed one of us. Listen there. Therefore, just as through one man sin entered into the world, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You've sinned and I have sinned. See, Satan's delight in man's destruction. Oh, he wants to destroy you so bad. And God's delight is in man's salvation, not God's salvation. See, Satan is the murderer of society. You remember, he tempted people to murder through envy. You know, Cain and Abel. Man, he and Cain got real upset because God wouldn't accept his gift. And so he accepted Abel, so he said, I got to kill old Abel, my brother. Then he hit his body, and then the Lord cried out and said, where's your brother? He said, my brother's keeper? Yeah, he was. Satan tempts people to murder through lust. Remember when Herod had taken his brother's wife, and they were living together, and John the Baptist said, Herod, you're doing the wrong thing. Well, Herodias had a daughter that could really dance, and they were drunked up, and so she was out there dancing, and he said to Herodias, whatever you want, you can have. She says, cut John the Baptist's head off. I'm sick of him. Well, Herod was sorry he made that declaration, but he couldn't go back on it, he didn't think. So he allowed them to kill John the Baptist, cut his head off. And Satan tempts people to murder through greed. Remember in Ahab, old Jezebel's spineless, stinking husband? I want that winery. I want that vineyard. Who said, I'll get it for you. Ooh, that Jezebel. She was the most hated of all the people in the New Testament. In the Old Testament. She was awful. Well, she met a terrible death, didn't she? You see, Satan is the murderer and the destruction of self. You know what? After Judas did what he did and betrayed Jesus, he would have killed himself. See, even Satan tempts people to suicide because of the despair, and he tempts people to suicide because of feeling unloved. He is a liar and the father of it. Well, he's also the father of falsehood. See, the first recorded lie, ye shall surely not die. God said they would. And he told Eve, oh, God lying to you. He won't do that. Well, Satan lied. Death has flowed from the lie through the centuries. You know, some lies to expect from the biggest liar in town. He promises freedom and gives bondage. He promises a good time and gives us grief. He promises us fun and gives us frustration. He promises merriment and gives us misery. You know, I can attest to that, beloved. Because I really, honestly thought I was having a good time when I was an alcoholic. But deep, deep, deep down in my heart, I knew I wasn't having a good time. I wasn't brought up that way. I was brought up in a Christian home. I knew right from wrong. But I took the wrong decision. And then I got so hooked I couldn't get off on it. Couldn't quit. Well, the Lord knew all about me before I come from my mother's womb. The Lord knew about little Cecil Moe. He said, you know, I'm going to make a preacher out of him. At least I'm going to try. Well, for 51 years I've been a-trying. And I've been a-trusting. And I've been trying to tell people about Jesus. Because, listen, friends, there's not too many preachers. I hate to say this, but there's not too many preachers that give a plug nickel about your soul. That's why they no longer give invitations in church. Why they've taken the song books out of our pews, because they have things about the blood. There's power in their blood. Victory in Jesus. The old rugged cross. What a friend in Jesus. Oh, I could just go on and on and on. Well, no wonder our young people said, well, we got to reach our youth. Well, they're not reaching their youth. They're sending our youth down the dark path. And our youth don't know which way to turn. And they see hypocrites in the church. We say one thing, we preach one way, and we live the other way. That's what a hypocrite does. See, Satan is lying to our young, and he lies to the old. See, he delights to ruin a life of a young person. Oh, listen, we're never too old to be tempted by Satan, I will guarantee you. What does he say? Excuse me, John 10:10. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they might have life and might have it more abundantly. So he comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. He's a thief and a liar. Many false Christs before Jesus came and after. Their purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy the sheep. Satan is the thief, the one behind them all. Satan tries to steal the throne of grace. And it says in here, in Isaiah 14 chapter, the devil, I said, I will ascend above the heights of the cloud. I will make myself like the Most High. That's what he thought he was going to do. Sure thought he was. You know, he would have been kicked out of heaven if he'd have shut his mouth and been a good person. And you know what it says in James 4:7, submit therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Oh, listen. You remember when Satan said that he would give him everything he wanted if he'd just fall down and worship him? How did the Lord answer him? By the scriptures. The Bible said men shall not live from bread alone, but from every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. Well, how do we overcome the biggest liar in town? Well, the Bible said, submit yourselves to God and resist the devil. In James 4:7, submit therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. We overcome the liar through the one who is the truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. All he that cometh to me, said, I'll no wise cast out. Did you know that Christ provides victory over Satan every time if we'd let him? Now, whenever you get tempted to sin, and you're going to be tempted, yes, you are, you need to bow your head and you say, Lord, I am tempted to sin. Please help me, Lord. give me strength to overcome this temptation. See, there's no temptation given a man such as he's, now I'm paraphrasing, that he'll put no more on us than what we can bear, but with us he'll offer an excuse. That's how he delivered me from tobacco. Man alive, I couldn't quit. God delivered me from alcoholism, but it was my fault he wasn't delivering me from tobacco because I didn't want to give him up. I didn't want to give up my tobacco. But God's Holy Spirit kept boring down on me. And finally I cried out, God, I can't do it alone. And that's when that scripture came, I'll not suffer you anymore what you can bear, but with it I'll offer an escape. And I said, Lord, I claim that, and I've never smoked a cigarette since. To God be the praise and the glory. The Lord did it all. I didn't do it. He did it all. Well, friends, have you come in contact with the biggest liar in town? Some women say it's my husband. Well, nah, you don't mean that. But you know, there is liars. And the Bible said liars won't go to heaven. Oh, my star, look out. Well, friends, listen. Tonight, you say, Cecil, you know, I have been tempted by Satan so much lately. I'm telling you, it's awful. I really, really have. Well, you come to the Lord, and he'll deliver if you let him. But most of all, you heard what I said tonight about burning in the fire, tormented day and night forever and forever. Dear friend, you don't want to go to hell. Oh, you don't want to go there. And Jesus right now is standing with outstretched arms and saying, Bill or Mary or Jim, come to me. I'll forgive your sins, and I'll give you a new life. I'll make a new creature of you. Oh, he can do it. See, you can't, don't come to the Lord all gussied up like you're going to change yourself. You can't change one thing. After he comes in your heart, forgives your sins, and washes them in the blood of the Lamb, he throws them in a sea of forgetfulness, never, never, never be remembered of you again. As far as the east is from the west. If tonight you say, Cecil, I'm a Christian, but boy, I haven't been living for the Lord. Well, bow your head right now and let me lead you in a prayer. Dear Lord, if we confess our sins to you, you're faithful and just to forgive them. Lord, forgive me. Restore to me the joy of my salvation. If you're lost tonight and have never accepted Jesus, I want you to bow your head and pray this powerful prayer, but don't you pray unless you mean it. Here's how it goes. Dear Lord, I confess that I'm a sinner. Lord, come into my heart and save me tonight for Jesus' sake. If you did that, call me at 303-471-8534. I'll not use your name on the air. I won't embarrass you. Won't ask you for any money. Don't care where you go to church. Just want to see you go to heaven. I'm waiting for your call.
Through tangled roads back home to stay. and I can't tell you anymore. Don't ask me how to prove to you why I know God is there, and I know that He could care for you. Don't ask me why someone so great would choose to walk with me and trade my broken life for one that's new. Go ask the child who's got a dad to love away the hurt he had before. This man called Jesus touched their lives. Go ask the one whose fears have fled, whose turning heart was quieted when someone whispered peace to all her strife. Go ask the man to tell you more, whose life was just a raging war inside himself until the Savior came. I don't pretend to be so wise. I only know He touched my...
Well, dear friends, for the past half hour, your host has been Evangelist Cecil Moe, and I want to thank you for listening tonight. Oh, friends, please believe me, there's a devil. He don't love you. I've heard Satan worshipers say, oh, he does. Well, they're going to find out when they get to hell that he don't love them no more than anything. Jesus loves you, though, and I love you. Well, listen, friends, I want you to be good to your neighbors. Stay sweet. I'll keep looking up for this wonderful, wonderful Jesus is coming soon. So, until this time next Sunday night, I just want to tell you I love you. I pray for you. You pray for me. I appreciate it. Good night, and God bless you.